please get out a pen and paper or be at your computer ready to take some notes, because our guest speaker today is Nina Cook, and Nina is my mindset coach. Nina has done so much for me over the last several years. I've known Nina for more than 10 years, but through just a few mindset coaching sessions with me, my income skyrocketed, and I'm convinced it's because of the work that Nina did with me. And so I'm really, really excited that she's here presenting to us over the series of these three calls for the month. I also want to mention that Nina and I have partnered. We figured out a way to make the laser coaching work with her magic that she does with the mindset coaching. So if you're interested in having Nina be your laser coach, it's going to be a little bit of a different format than my normal laser coaching model. It's 20 minutes instead of 15, but that's all it takes to really help you clear out a lot of these blocks and open yourself up to some really, really great results. So if you're interested in that, just reach out to me and I'll send you the details on that if you'd like for Nina Cook to be your laser coach. But all that being said, I'd love to turn it over to Nina at this point. And Nina, are you still there? I know we had a little bit of technology issues when she and I first connected. So I'll see. Nina, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, yes. Oh, okay. And I hope you can hear me loud and clear.
Yes. You're coming through really well.
Excellent. Good. Brilliant. So shall I take over the slides?
Yes, would you please?
Okay, I will do this. And I'll start here. Okay. Great. Okay, so welcome everyone for today's training. This is a training that's very practical, and it's something that you can start implementing straight away. And I'm really excited to take you through your daily dial up your abundance mindset practice. And what I've found for myself is that when I start doing this work, that's when the magic really starts happening. But before we launch into the daily mindset practice, I just want to quickly go over what we covered last week. And for anyone who's here who didn't watch last week's training, I would encourage you to go back and watch it, because we're building upon that. Last week, we spoke about how to dial up your abundance from the inside out, that actually it's not what's going on the outside. It's not any events that are happening. It's not what anyone's ever said to you. It's nothing that's happened with your business that can cause you to feel scarcity and lack. It's all coming from the inside. And the truth is that you are creating your reality through your thinking moment by moment. And you don't have to change the outside in order to start feeling happier, more abundant, calmer, more peaceful. All you need to do is to change your thoughts so you can start creating that reality from the inside out. And truly, the world that you see through your eyes is a mirror image of your thinking moment by moment. And you may think, well, it doesn't feel like that sometimes. I wasn't thinking anything bad, and then suddenly this awful thing happened. You're still drawing in everything from the inside out, and your thoughts are truly a magnet. So your thinking is absolutely the key to creating more happiness, more wealth, more loving relationships, more of what you want in your life. And you're never trapped by your situation. You're simply trapped by your thoughts. And if your thoughts aren't working for you, then I've got some amazing news for you, because you don't have to stay stuck with that thinking, because the truth is you are the creator of your thoughts, and that makes you the creator of your life, because you're creating your thoughts, which create your reality. They create your life. And you are able to choose which thoughts you have, so you can deliberately and with intention start creating more of what you want. And this isn't something that's just a made-up concept. This is something that's been proven scientifically. Quantum physics is showing that we are energy, that we are able to attract more of the energy that we want into our lives. You know, your thoughts are like magnets, and you can bring in more of what you're thinking about, what you're focusing on. And you may find that much of your thinking is negative thinking. And this is just the default thinking that keeps popping into your mind because you're not deliberately choosing your thinking. It just pushes into your mind when you're not looking, when you're paying attention to something else. But when you start having that awareness that I can create what I want through the power of my thoughts, it's absolutely possible. And there is evidence in this world that this is true. Then you are suddenly living in a completely different way. It's as if you are able to really hone in on what you want and then deliberately choose those thoughts that can bring more of what you want towards you. This is something that is the most important thing in your life. Your thinking is the most important asset you have. It's the most overlooked asset that you have. But when you start using it in that intentional way, then it will change everything for you without you having to work harder, without you having to stress about what you want, without you having to worry about bringing it into your life. This is the easy, calm, peaceful way of creating more abundance in your life. And abundance isn't just money. It's abundance of happiness. It's an abundance of calmness. It's an abundance of being in control of your life. It's an abundance of having more loving people in your life. It's an abundance of generosity. It's an abundance of giving. It's all of those things. And truly, you are not a victim. Things don't happen to you that causes you to get into this spiral of downward thinking. Things happen to you, and you can still deliberately choose how you react to those things in your life. So today we're going to focus on the daily dial up your abundance mindset practice. And this is some key thinking in order to bring in more of what you want. These are all the practices that I've used personally and that I really, really love and that have made a difference in my life. I don't use them all every single day. I use one and then I will switch to another one, or maybe I use more than one of these at the same time. You'll find that some of them are very connected to each other and others are quite separate. So it's up to you how you use them, but I want to just lay on the table all the best practices that I've come across. And I do a lot of reading, I do a lot of training, I love to find new things around mindset, and this is really the best of everything I've found that works for me personally, that I share with my clients, and that my clients say, yes, this has really, really helped them. In order to bring more abundance into your life, you have to have an abundant mindset. You have to think abundantly. It's just logic, isn't it? Because if you're thinking from fear and scarcity and lack, then that's what you're going to be bringing into your life. So the first crucial piece is to start thinking that you deserve more abundance, that is available for you, that is absolutely out there. And all you have to do is call it in. So it's all about thinking. It's all about feeling. It's all about behaving like an abundant person. And it's creating that mindset of expansion, of expectation. Yes, of course I deserve it. Of course it's there just waiting for me. And that self-belief that absolutely you can have as much of it as you want. So become abundant in your thinking first to bring more abundance into your life. And for that, your energy, your thinking has to be aligned with abundance. And it has to feel good to want and to attract more abundance, or you simply won't get it. It's not a case of just carrying on with your same thinking and expecting more income, more clients, more of what you want to suddenly just turn up for you. It's not going to work like that, because your thinking that you currently have is bringing you the results that you currently have. So this is all about changing, making a change in your life. And it's not a difficult change. Believe me, once you start getting into this, you'll really start enjoying it. You'll start looking forward to your daily abundance practice, And when you start seeing results with it, you'll want to do it more and more and more. So please look at this as something that you get to do. That is a real joy and pleasure to do. It's not a chore. It's not something you have to do that you drag your feet to doing. This is something that I hope that by the end of this session that you'll feel, yes, I really want to make this an integrated part of my day. That when I don't do this, I don't feel so good, but when I do it, I feel amazing. So this is all a really positive choice for you to do. It's all about removing this fear-based thinking. That seems to be a default within many of us, doesn't it? And it's to raise your thinking and to draw more of what you're focusing on. And this is the funny thing. It's easy to do what you're doing with your current thinking. But it's not easy to do different things with your current thinking. So in order to expect more, to expect more income, in order to expect more happiness, in order to expect more holidays, to live in a nicer home, to have an amazing partner, in order to expect and receive those, your thinking has to be aligned completely with that. And what happens is that often we'll start doing this focusing, we'll start maybe, doing visualizing or creating a vision board, all of those things. And then these things we stop doing them after a week. Well, nothing's happened. Nothing's changed in my life. It doesn't work, therefore I'm not going to do it. So I encourage you, first of all, to really focus on what you really, really want, because wanting to do this daily mindset practice has to be a greater power than not doing it. So if you were looking at it as a seesaw, wanting to do it has to be so much more powerful than not wanting to do it for you to actually start implementing this every day. And the key to maintaining a daily mindset practice to draw in more of what you want is to think about, what do you really, really want? This isn't about just being vague about what you want. Oh, I want more money, or I want that person to like me, or I want more clients. This is about becoming really detailed about what you want. So do you want a beautiful place to live in? Do you want clients that you absolutely love working with, that fill you up with joy, that get amazing results working with you, who give you incredible testimonials, who introduce you to their audience, who refer you constantly? Do you want to live in the present moment now, to really appreciate the now, to really listen to what's going on in your world, to pay full attention to it without being distracted? Do you want to experience incredible peace of mind and happiness? Do you want everything to be in flow and unfolding perfectly? Do you want to attract a certain income every month? What is it for you? Is it 10,000? Is it 20, 50, 100,000? But it's not just about the money, is it? Having more money in your bank account will give you that temporary feeling of happiness and security. But what will it actually bring you? What will it enable you to do that you can't do now? Do you want to be in perfect alignment and on your true path, doing your work with passion and purpose? Do you want perfect health? Really incredibly loving relationships that fill you with absolute joy? I would encourage you to take time and sit down and really think about what you want. And it doesn't have to be anything complicated. It doesn't have to be what other people expect you to want. It doesn't have to be what your teachers taught you or what your parents said that you should want and aim for in life. It doesn't have to be what society expects you to have with all the advertising out there. It can be really, really simple. And one way I've found of setting my goals and really being excited about them is to look at the big picture first and then to drill down. And this is something that I've learned through lots and lots of reading and, doing lots of courses. And this is something that's worked well for me. And that's to start with a big picture. What do you really, really want? And I think all we really want is to be happy. So look at that as your big picture. You want to be happy. You want to feel peaceful and have joy in your life. And then from there, go to the smaller picture. What sort of feelings would you experience if you were completely happy all the time? What would you be thinking? What would you be doing? Would it be being with your soulmate? Would it be being in an amazing hotel, in a fantastic holiday location? Would it be having your family around you, all of you enjoying some activity together? Would it be working with an incredible client? So that big picture of happiness then drills down into more of a detailed picture. And keep it as simple as you can make it. I really believe that that's the most important thing. Where do you really want to travel? What would fill you with absolute excitement? When you're packing your bags, where are you going? Get into as much detail as you can about your goals. And we'll do more of this work later on in this training session. So you feel that pull and that excitement to your goals. That is the only thing that will keep you doing this work on a daily basis. So it becomes second nature for you. It becomes part of your breathing, and you're constantly going back to it again and again during your day. And don't worry about how it's going to happen. Don't give any thought, well, how am I ever going to get those sort of clients? How am I ever going to earn that sort of money? How am I ever going to go on that holiday? Don't worry about that stuff. Don't worry about the how-tos. Just focus on your end goal and let the universe take care of the how-tos, and you will be amazed at how these goals come to you. They may not come in the way that you think they will come, but they will come to you in ways that maybe will surprise you. But that's not your job to figure out how. Your job is to call it in the big picture and really get that energy into what you really want. And it's about being 100% committed to your vision and really wanting it so much that you love thinking about it, you love focusing on it. If you don't feel that 100% commitment, it means that you're not excited enough about your goals, that they're like, well, you know, I do quite want them, but actually I can't be bothered to do this work for them. If you're feeling like that, if you're thinking like that, then go back to what you really want until you find that thing that's going to get you so enthused and so excited and get those feelings stirred up inside of you, that passion stirring within you. So really spend time on this and then make that decision. It's the thought, it's the deliberate thought to be 100% committed to your vision of what you want in your life, the reality that you came here to create for yourself. The world is not going to give it to you. The world is not going to create it for you. You need to do this such important work yourself, because don't go on other people's goals for you. Don't work on that. Work on what you want, what would make you truly happy. And I encourage you, and I keep saying this, but I encourage you to spend time on this part, on this step, because once you get this step in place and you are excited by this step, then everything will fall into place for you so easily and so quickly. So let's move on to some of my favorite tools, mindset daily practice tools that I use. And this is one that I'm using a lot at the moment, and I want to share this one with you. And this is the game, how do I need to be to have whatever you want in your life? How do you need to have $50,000 a month income? How do you have to think? How do you have to feel? And then how do you have to behave? So play this game now. Pick your goal, pick your monthly income goal, and then just say to yourself, how do I need to think to have this goal? And step into that thinking. So you may need to think, well, I can put out a great offer and people will absolutely love it. I can put up my prices. I can now charge X amount and people will absolutely see the value of what I have to offer. And they will get a tremendous result. I'm going to do this marketing right now in order to have that sort of income. To get into the thinking of how you need to think in order to have that income goal, get into the feeling. You'll be feeling very secure about yourself. You'll have lots of self-belief that you're achieving this goal. You will just be feeling that this is your normal to have this sort of income. You'll be feeling that this is how, this is your life. And this is the feeling part is really important. And I'm going to encourage you with every single thought focus that you have on your goals, you bring feeling into it. So how would you feel as that entrepreneur who is having that monthly income goal? You'd be thinking, feeling differently to how you think and feel if you feel that you can never achieve it. So that's what you need to step into that thinking, that feeling. And then you have this monthly income goal. You have it right now. What are you doing to maintain that and to grow that? You'd be taking action. You'd be taking big, bold action. You'd be connecting with certain people. You would be marketing in a certain way. You'd be creating offers, high-end offers. You would be doing activities. You may be speaking. You may be networking. So you'll be taking action as that person, as that being, as that identity who brings in that sort of income. It's an amazing game to play. And it's just, you're playing it through your thinking. Remember the power of your thought. And remember that your thoughts are magnets. And as this becomes your new normal, this being, this thinking, this feeling, this doing, as that being, that entity who has that sort of income, as it becomes your new normal, you won't settle for anything less. And you'll start to start taking that action. You'll start doing those sort of actions that will bring you in that income because you are now that person who has that income. And it's just installing that new programming within you that actually, yes, you are that person. It's not something that's out there in the future. It's something that you can have right now. And this is, and this, you can play this with anything. How do I need to be to have continual happiness in my life? How do you need to think to be happy right now in this moment? Choose your thoughts. Don't push this stuff out into the future that when I do all of this, when all of these things fall into place, then I will have this. Bring it into your present moment and just have those thoughts, plant those thoughts into your mind. Experience those feelings. Get up, you know, sort of move your body around until you start feeling that excitement within you because the emotion is such a key part to this. So believe you're at that next level of your life and your business. And what would that aligned version of you be doing? What would that aligned version of you be thinking and feeling? And when you have that, when you get that alignment within you, then that is the best place for you to start taking action. Don't put up that action as you're thinking, yes, I can, I'm absolutely having this income in my life right now. And you're really thinking it, and you're feeling it. And then think to yourself, what action am I going to take right now in this aligned space? And then take that action now. Don't put it off. If you feel compelled to write a blog post, if you feel compelled to connect to someone, you feel compelled to email an ex-client or an ex-prospect with an amazing offer, do it in this moment. Don't put it off. So act in this moment of alignment, because that will give your actions a huge power and momentum. I encourage you to play this game, have fun with it, choose whatever goal you want, try it, and I think you will enjoy this game because it gives you such a powerful feeling. And also, you'll be amazed how quickly it becomes your normal way of thinking, and that will produce incredible results for you. The next mindset tool I'd like to share with you is visualize your goals. And the way to do this, to really, really get into it and make sure that you're visualizing in a way that's going to bring you results, is to do it consistently and to pick a time of the day when you're going to do it. So it may be that you do it first thing in the morning. That's what I like to do. It may be you listen to a meditation tape or a meditation video, and you think, okay, now I'm in this relaxed, calm piece of, you know, thinking right now, and this is the perfect time now for me to really visualize my goal. Don't visualize your goal when you're feeling distracted, when you're thinking negative thinking, and then force yourself into thinking about your goals. Get your mind settled first. However you settle your mind, maybe you want to journal first, or maybe you just want to do some meditation, or you want to listen to something soothing. Make sure you have a relaxed mind when you visualize your goals. The easiest way I've found to visualize my goals is to set my phone. And I set my phone for 5 minutes. I started doing 4 minutes and now I've moved up to 5 minutes, because that's a really achievable chunk of time for me that I can set aside to visualize my goals. And I like to visualize my goals like this. I pick one specific goal. It may be being at an event with my family and friends, and everyone is just having the best time. There's a huge amount of love going around. It's just incredibly uplifting. So I want to visualize that goal of everyone in perfect health, really loving being together, and you know, it's all wonderful. Then I will just visualize that one scene. And I don't try and do lots and lots of goals in that 5 minutes. I like to just focus on one thing only. And then I will get into that feeling. I'll look at the detail of it and I'll get into that feeling. And I'll get into the feeling by getting up and moving around. And I might pump my arms a bit. I might, you know, sort of make some fists and start moving them around and really sort of going, you know, as if I was cheering for something. That helps me to get the energy flowing in my body. I find if I sit down still, then it's harder for me to summon up that energy. But when I'm moving around, then that's really gets the blood flowing. And it puts me in a really great mood. Because it's almost like, you know, you put on your favorite dance track and you dance around to it and then it lifts your mood. This is the same thing for me by moving around while I'm visualizing my goal. And then I feel really pumped up. And that means that I can start my day in that high energy feeling, which means I get much more done. I sit down at my desk and I'm able to, you know, crack through my to-do list because I'm in that high energy. And you can visualize your goal many, many times a day. I mean, 5 minutes, it's nothing, is it? You could do it. You could do this on the every hour. You could set your phone to remind you to visualize your goals every single hour of the day. Can you imagine you're doing your work, you want to have a break, and you break by visualizing your goal, and then you get back to your work again. Can you imagine the energy you're going to be giving into your work? So don't just do this once a day. Do it as many times as you feel called to it. And if you feel down, or if you feel that you're in low energy, you're not getting things done, then again, take the time to set your thinking into a calmer place, and then set your phone and visualize your goal. Now, there's one other thing that you can do, is, and this is something that Shakti Gawain, who wrote this amazing book, and I can't remember the name of it, about visualizing your goals. She had a pink bubble technique. And what she said was that if you put your goal, your vision into a pink bubble, and then you just let that pink bubble just float away up into the universe. And as it floats away up into the universe, it gathers more and more positive, wonderful energy to it. And just watch that pink bubble with your goal in it just vanish up there into the energy, and then just detach from it. And detaching from your goal is really, really important part of it as well. So if you like, you can try putting your goal into a pink bubble and just watching it float away, gathering more and more positive energy, and then your work is done. You don't need to think about it anymore. You don't need to attach to it. You don't need to have that desperate need to have it, because you visualized it, and then you can just let the universe take over. You've done your bit. You've called for it. You're calling it in. And then how it comes to you is not your business. That's the universe taking control of your goal and doing that part of the work for you. This is such an important part of dialing up your abundance, because when you visualize, you're setting in motion such a powerful energy. You're telling your mind, you're telling the universe, this is specifically what you want. And let the energy just take, let the universe take care of everything else for you. You may want to do a very general visualizing your goal section in your day. So for example, you can set your phone for 5 minutes to visualize happiness. And again, you can just dance around the room, jump around, just feeling happy, just getting that energy of happiness inside of you. So you can just do it on a feeling. So visualize a feeling, what you want to feel, and work, you know, just practice it, play with it, work with this, and see how it lifts your mood. And you'll find that actually you'll start visualizing this through your day. The images will just start popping into your head without you having to call them in, because your mind is getting used to knowing that this is what you want and expecting this as well. This is an old favorite of mine, and it's all about focusing only on what you want. Our tendency is to focus on what we don't have. We're always focusing on the gap and what's in that gap between where we are now and where we want to be. So if you're not working with as many clients as you want, if you don't have the income that you want, if there's someone in your life who's really, really annoying you and being difficult, then we will focus on that rather than what's on the other side of the gap, which is your goal. Focusing only on what you want, again, is training your mind that this is what you are calling in. The more time you spend on focusing on what you want, the more you will call in, and you'll call it in more quickly, of what you want in your life. So what you've heard it so many times that if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Henry Ford said that. If you focus on not being good enough, if you focus on not being able to charge what you want, if you focus on people being difficult in your life, you're just going to get more and more of that, because that's your expectation. And the universe will give you what you expect. Remember, it's an energy, and it's a magnet to your energy. So that's what you're going to get. Again, go back to what you really, really want. Look at your goals. Focus only on what you want. And you can just make it really easy. This is what I do during the day. If I get into a downward spiral of thinking, I'm focusing on stuff that I haven't got, that I'm feeling, you know, crabby about something, I can now switch it around very quickly to say to myself, focus only what you want, Nina. Focus only on what you want. And sometimes a picture of what I want will pop into my mind without me even having to think about it. And when that happens, then I know that I'm really manifesting very, very powerfully. Again, if you want to do this more deliberately, set your phone on the hour to spend a couple of minutes focusing only on what you want. It's training your mind. It's training your thinking. You are the creator of your thinking. And you can choose your thoughts deliberately with intent. So what would you rather have? Would you rather be focusing on what you don't want and feeling unhappy, feeling like a victim, feeling you're never going to get what you want, it's so pointless, what's the use? Or do you want to focus on what you want and feel happy? It's a very simple choice. And again, it's being aware that you have choice in every single moment. You are not the victim of your thinking. You are the creator of your thinking, and therefore you are the creator of your life and your reality, and you can create your reality moment by moment. This is one of the keys to calling in more abundance. Events have no meanings. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by this is that our negative thinking is caused by the meanings that we attach to events in our lives. You may have had a very happy childhood, or you may have had a very difficult, challenging childhood. You may have had a horrible boss. You may have had a business that never worked out. You may have had an unhappy marriage. You may have had all sorts of things that have happened in your life that have been very painful for you. Now, everything that's happened in your life is real and it's true. It happened. However, those events cannot cause you any unhappiness. The only thing that can cause you unhappiness is the meaning that you make up about that event. Let me give you an example. When I was young, my father started a business. He imported some clothes from India, cheesecloth clothes, which were very popular in the 1970s. And he imported them into this country so that he could sell them. So we had these big boxes of clothes lying around in our house, and his aim was to sell them and make a profit. Now, he was not a businessman. He didn't know how to price them. He didn't have anyone to sell them to. He didn't have any wholesalers. He hadn't done any of that preparation before he imported these clothes. Therefore, he sold a few here and there, mainly to some friends. We were left with boxes and boxes of these unsold clothes. And in the end, he practically had to give them away. And he'd invested a substantial amount for him into this business. But that's an event, and it's true, and it happened. Now, the meaning that I created about this event is that it's hard to make a business work. It's hard to make a business profitable. It's difficult to make money. It's difficult to be successful. So these are all the meanings I created about this event. And I know I created those meanings because I've done a lot of work on my limiting beliefs, and now I've released those beliefs, and I have very different meanings about creating abundance and being successful. So those meanings that you create about events in your life, whether they're to do with your, whether it's money events, or whether it's around business, whether it's around relationships, whatever it's around, those are the meanings that are causing you unhappiness. And we bring those events and those meanings into our present moment. And we think, well, if I didn't succeed before, that means I'm not going to succeed now. If I only have ever managed to earn $50,000, $100,000, $500,000, I can't earn any more than that. And therefore, that's my income ceiling. I can never do any more than that. These are all made up meanings. These are all stories that you've innocently created. So when you feel this negative thinking starting in your mind, when you hear those thoughts, no, you can't do that, you're not good enough to do that, it's never going to happen for you, just say to yourself, events have no meanings. When you're thinking about a painful event from the past, say to yourself, that event has no meaning. And what this does immediately is it neutralizes that negative thought. And it brings you into a calm, empty space in your mind. And try this. Just say to yourself, that event has no meaning. When that client said no to working with me, that event has no meaning. And it has no meaning because you've made up a meaning, but the event never came with a meaning. It was never inherent within the event. You made it up and then you stuck it to the event until it seemed as if the event and the meaning were both true. And this is such a quick thing you can do. When you feel that whatever you're going to do isn't going to work, when you feel that it's pretty hopeless, you're feeling reluctant to make an offer, you're feeling reluctant to write to your list, you're feeling reluctant to create a video, because you think, well, what's the point? It never worked last time. Know that what happened before has no bearing on what you're going to do right now. And if you think about it logically, events from the past can have no bearing on events in your present moment and events in the future. If you made an offer and your prospect said no in the past, when you make an offer to your prospect today or tomorrow, the two events have nothing to do with each other because all the variables are different. You're talking to a different person. You're going to be having a different conversation with that person according to their needs and wants. And therefore, you cannot replicate that same event again because the variables change each and every time. No two events are the same. You can talk to your partner every single day, but you will have a different conversation with that partner every single day. So no two events are ever identical. And that means you can create that new event with absolute vision and intention that is going to deliver you what you want. Now, when I say events have no meanings, that is absolutely true. But there is one thing events have which can be really helpful for you as you move forward. And that is events have learnings. You can take any event and you can learn from it. You can learn from that conversation you had with that prospect who said no to working with you. What could you have done differently? Maybe you didn't listen hard enough. Maybe you didn't find out their pain points. Maybe you didn't demonstrate the value of your offering enough. Maybe you didn't handle their objections in the way that you could have handled them. Maybe you just need to do some more work on your sales conversation. So take meanings from events. What can you learn from them that can help you to be happier, to be more resourceful, to get the results that you want? This is such an important part of calling in more abundance. And we're going to be doing a lot more work on this in our next training next week. And you're going to see for yourself the truth that events have no meanings, because I'm going to be showing you how to work through a limiting belief where you can take an event and strip the meaning of it. And when you do that, that event has no power to hurt you or cause you any painful feelings ever again. Gratitude changes everything. Now, you probably have heard this so many times, and it may be that you have a gratitude practice, and if you have, fantastic. It may be that you've had one in the past and you've stopped doing it because you felt, well, actually, it never worked for me. Nothing really changed. Again, this is something that when it's done consistently, it pays huge dividends in terms of how you think, in terms of how you feel, and it could just put you in a constant state of an uplifting state of feeling. And I just want to share with you my gratitude practice and how I do it. I have done this practice very, very intensively, and I did an experiment that I was going to be grateful for everything in my life for 3 days continuously. I set my intention, and I was 100% certain that I was going to follow through with this because I knew the power of gratitude, but I wanted to see the extent of how powerful it can actually be. So I started on day one in the morning, and I had to keep reminding myself, it was deliberate thought going into this, that I'm going to be grateful for everything. So first thing, lying in bed, I was thinking about things I'm grateful for, and also thinking about my bed, how comfortable it is, how grateful I am for it. Into the bathroom, brushing teeth, washing face, etc. Grateful for everything. So grateful for the toothbrush, for the toothpaste, for the water, for the towel, everything. Went into the kitchen to make a cup of tea. I was grateful for the water out of the tap. I was grateful for the kettle, grateful for the tea bag, grateful for my mug, grateful for that lovely drink that I was drinking and how it made me feel. And I was putting a lot of energy into my thinking. And I continued with this. And a couple of things happened. First thing is I got a call from a person who I'd been in contact with previously. We'd had a sales conversation and they emailed me and we emailed me. They wanted to have a chat and they became a client. That was one thing that happened. It happened out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it. It was a really wonderful result. The other thing that happened for me, and I think this is bigger, is that I started being the observer of Nina going about her everyday work and the actions that she was taking. So I started observing myself, and it was as if I was observing myself as the creator of my life. And I started separating myself as the creator of my life with the creation that was going about her everyday stuff. And this was really empowering. And it was like, ah, okay. So I'm so much more than this physical being doing all these things. I am a magnificent being. And this was such a big, big thing for me. And it made me realize how powerful I actually am. And this is just from focusing on that feeling of gratitude and tuning in on it. And the other thing that happened is I was in the moment. When you're feeling grateful for something, you're not thinking about what you're going to have for dinner. You're not thinking about that job that needs fixing. You're not thinking about having to send out an email. You are right there in the moment. When I was feeling grateful for the water coming out of the tap, that was my focus, the water coming out of the tap. And I was in the moment. And this gave me a really lovely, clear mind. And when I had the clear mind, I wasn't having this rubbish thinking going on. My mind was clear, which allowed new, powerful thinking to drop in. I cleared that space by being in the moment, by being grateful. So you can take this to any lengths you want. You can sit in the morning, in bed, writing in your journal, three things that I'm most grateful for. You can think about things you're grateful for. You can set your phone and say, I'm going to be grateful for everything that crosses my path for the next 5 minutes. I'm going to be grateful for my desk, my computer, for my pen, everything. Nothing is too trivial for you to be grateful for. Grateful for nature, grateful for the grass, for the trees. Wow, isn't that amazing? They're just growing out there. We don't have to do anything. You can be grateful for anything you want. If you go on a dog walk, be grateful for everything on that dog walk, for that sense of freedom, for the time you can give to walking your dog. This is the most powerful feeling. This is as powerful as love. And if there's one thing that you decide you want to do, do this one thing. Do this one mindset activity every day. Play with it and do it really intensively. If you feel that you want to do it intensively, to try as an experiment and see what you notice that's different about you in your feeling, in your perception, in your reality. Because when you're grateful for things, then automatically the reality that you see through your eyes is suddenly going to become much rosier, much more pleasant, much nicer to be in. And nothing is too small to be grateful for. So you don't have to think about big things to be grateful for. Just be grateful for the tiniest things. It's just as powerful. And then you can expand that. Be grateful for your goals as if they'd already happened. I love this amazing client I'm working with. I'm just so grateful for this client. Get into the feeling of it as if you were actually working with that client. I'm so grateful for this amount in my bank account because this means I can book this holiday now. As if it's actually happening for you. I'm so grateful for this happy feeling I'm experiencing right now. Call in your goals and be grateful for them as if they are absolutely 100% true for you right now. Because as we know, the mind does not differentiate between what is real out there in the physical world and what's real in your thinking. Because you're perceiving the world through your thinking. So you're thinking about the real world anyway, aren't you? It's coming from your thinking. So you might as well think amazing thoughts and then turn your reality into match your high level thinking. It all starts from the outside. This is my favorite thing to do. And just decide, make that deliberate intention about how you are going to bring more gratitude into your life. And do it, and just set your intention to do it with excitement, to do it with a sense of playfulness, to do it with joy. Set your intention about how you're going to be grateful, and then just do it consistently every single day. And I promise you, you will notice amazing things happening with your thinking, and you'll start seeing the evidence of it in the outside world as well. Again, be consistent, plant your seeds and watch them grow. You're planting new thoughts in your mind. It's fertile ground. What you plant will grow. And then water your seeds. Take great care of them, nurture them. They're the most precious things in your life. Decide which seeds you're going to have in your garden. Pull out the weeds. You don't want weeds in your garden. You want beautiful, beautiful flowers. You want beautiful plants which grow from seeds that you have deliberately planted in your mind. Pick and choose your seeds with deliberation, with great care. Take the time to decide which seeds you want to plant. Don't be random about them. Don't let the outside world throw seeds, weeds into your beautiful garden. You get to choose. It's your life. Don't live someone else's life. Live your life and live it deliberately. And watch your seeds grow. Watch them flower. And you will have a mind full of beauty. There will be times when you don't want to do this mindset work, when you think it's not working and you think, well, I'll do it tomorrow. You don't get around to doing it tomorrow or the next day, and then you fall out of the habit. Those are the times we most need to do this work, because if you don't, then your negativity will pile up and pile up and pile up, and you'll get into that dejected feeling that nothing you're doing is working, and you'll feel like a leaf being tossed around by the wind. Subject to what people are saying, what people are doing, what's happening out there. So this is the way of getting back control, by persevering. And perseverance is probably not the best word, because it feels like quite a hard word, doesn't it? You have to persevere. It just means keep doing it. And don't let yourself off the hook. Don't be too easy on yourself. Well, I don't feel like doing it, so I'm not going to do it. Have that conversation. Okay, what do I really want? Well, I want to be happy. I want to work with incredible clients. I want really happy relationships in my life. I want perfect health, etc. Okay, so how do I get there? I get there by focusing on what I want. And I get there by playing the game as if I already have it. And I get the game by visualizing what I want. So just carry on doing it. And the more you do it, the easier it will become. And the more you do it, the more results you'll start seeing in your life, because your thoughts are a magnet. And you have to pull in more abundance into your life simply by thinking about it. Think about how much time you spend on focusing on what you don't want. And that's what you're getting, more of what you don't want. So conversely, it has to be true that if you were to spend 80% of your time focusing on what you want, you would have to pull in more of what you wanted. It's logical, isn't it? Flip that switch, turn that dial, play that game, and pull in your abundance by deliberately creating your reality, moment by moment. Use any of these tools. Set time aside every day. Put it into your diary. This is more important than brushing your teeth. It's more important than spending time on social media. It's more important than watching that YouTube video. It's more important than all of those things. So spend time on it. Treat it with great seriousness. And start creating that reality that you want, that you feel is just always out of reach. Start creating it and, yeah, create your life. Next week, I'm going to do some really powerful work with you. I'm going to walk you through step by step using the exact same process that I use with my clients, that I've used with Rob, that I use on myself when I work on my own limiting beliefs, to help you to release a powerful limiting money belief and replace it with a new empowering belief. We're going to do this work together, and I will walk you through it every single step of the way, and so you can measure exactly the change that you have created inside our training next week. Because when you let go of negative thinking about yourself and you replace it with new powerful thinking, then that new powerful thinking is your new magnet that's going to draw more abundance into your life. I'm really excited about doing this work with you next week, and I hope that you'll join us, because this is the pragmatic work. This is your deep subconscious thinking, which keeps tripping you up time and time again, that stops you from making that progress that you want. And we're going to do that work together next week. So that's the end of my presentation. And I really hope that, you know, you've enjoyed it and that you've got lots of questions for me.
Wow, Nina, awesome job. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So for everybody on the call, it'd be great if you wanted to share some takeaways first, and then we'll switch over to questions. Nina, yeah, one of the most powerful takeaways I got from your presentation was when you talked about gratitude. It's so amazing. Like our mind, it's almost like a computer that just obeys our commands. So if we say, you know, what can I be unhappy about? The mind will give us lots and lots of things we could be unhappy about. But if you ask your brain, ask your mind, what can I be thankful for? And I know in the U.S. with the Thanksgiving holiday, we do this maybe once a year on average. But if we did this every day, what can I be thankful for? Your brain's going to come back with all sorts of things you can be thankful for. I don't know if you have any comment on that so far, but I've got more as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And you do have this wonderful day, Thanksgiving Day, which we don't have here in the U.K., but it doesn't, as you said, it doesn't have to be once a year. It can be all the time. You could just be going around feeling grateful for everything in your life. And can you imagine how happy you would be feeling, how in the moment you would be feeling all the time? And it's just something, because we're carrying our thoughts around with us all the time. We're never separate from our thoughts, aren't we? It's not like, well, I'll leave my thoughts at home today and then I'll go out and I'll come back and, you know, pick them up. They're with us, they're our constant companions all the time. So why not choose these powerful thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. Lorna chimed in and said, I'd like to dial up a spot of Nina every morning. So positive and love the energy you provide.
Oh, thank you, Lorna. This is, that's lovely feedback. And my positive energy comes from doing some of these practices, and gratitude is one of my favorite practices to do. And I did this before this training because I wanted to be in the best possible thinking to deliver this training and to be in great energy for it. So I spent 5 minutes visualizing about this training and I'm being grateful for this opportunity and for people who are going to be on this call and all of that. And that's just lifted my energy completely. And I'm so glad that you picked up on that.
Yeah, awesome. And Lorna goes on to say, Nina, you are a great reminder of how good it feels to live life without limiting beliefs.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorna. Oh, and Pat says, I loved the game. How do I have to think, be, behave, and feel to have dot, dot, dot?
Yeah, it's the game. All our thoughts are a game. We're making all up as we go along. Literally, we are making up unhappy thoughts. We're making up fear-based thoughts, scarcity thoughts, people don't like us thoughts. We're making it all up anyway. We are actually playing a game. I really believe we're here to play the game of life, and we play the game of life through our thinking because that's how we create this reality. If you're playing a game anyway and it's not giving the results you want, then how about playing a different game? Playing the game of, I am that person who is bringing in that income every month. And as I'm that person, then what thoughts am I thinking as that person? How am I feeling as that person? What inspired action do I feel drawn to take as that person? And it's not being fraudulent. It's not imposter syndrome, because we are all absolutely entitled and deserving of as much abundance as anyone else in this world. It's just that some people are in that thinking already. And all you need to do is to decide that you're going to have that thinking right now.
Yeah, sometimes I'll take a shortcut, Nina, and I'll think, well, what would this person be thinking or doing, or how would they be acting? And I'll model someone, even if I'm wrong, but I'll model someone that I think would handle a situation well. Do you ever suggest modeling other people?
Yes, this is a great way of doing it as well. I did NLP training, and that NLP is really strong on modeling. If someone's already done something, then you don't have to invent it yourself. You could just copy what they're doing, and it would be just stepping into that person. So think of someone who you really admire, maybe an internet entrepreneur or someone else who's very successful and also seems to have a happy life as well, because it's not just about the money, is it? So think of someone like that and then step into their shoes. And then think like them and feel like them and do like them. And that's a really great way of doing it as well. I use it for myself. What am I thinking and believing to be bringing in, you know, this income? But yeah, by all means, pick someone that you really admire and step into their shoes and then model what they do.
And I wonder if the flip side might be, how can I think and do and be to set an example for someone who wants to be like me? Maybe that's just another way to play the game.
Absolutely. And that will dial you up into a higher level of thinking and being then.
Yeah. Cool. Ethan says, I practiced a lot of gratitude since yesterday after coming across Dr. Joe DePenza's video on YouTube. And today I got another client out of the blue. I believe there is a connection.
Oh, that is wonderful. You see, you have the evidence. Look at all the evidence that you have, and that will propel you to keep doing this work. It's absolutely true. There are so many examples of, you know, thinking positively about something, feeling grateful for something, and then something lovely lands in your lap. And this also dismisses that belief that you have to work hard to create more abundance in your life, because that client fell into your lap. You didn't have to work for that. You called it in. And there's a difference between calling this wonderful things in versus striving desperately and having that need and desperation to have it in your life and pushing towards it. And gratitude is a way of allowing it to come into your life much more easily.
Yeah, I think there's a connection between gratitude and abundance. I know that, you know, when I'm feeling really, really thankful for everything and like, I've, you know, there's no scarcity, I've got plenty of everything I need, I start to feel more generous. And I've noticed that when I feel more generous, people pick up on that. And, you know, it's the opposite of scarcity and desperation. So for example, Nina, on one of my webinars, I mean, I pretty much give away my whole model for how to do something. And a lot of people say, are you crazy? How come you don't hold back on that? And I don't know, I mean, I could hold back on that, but I feel like just coming from abundance and giving away the entire model, for some reason, people say, yeah, okay, I like what this guy's saying and I'm going to sign up. And, you know, I throw in a lot of bonuses and support and I'm sure that helps them pay money. But I mean, just coming from that abundance, it's just, I don't know, it's so rewarding. And I find people, they're so much happier in my energy when I'm coming from abundance than when I'm saying, you know, okay, I'll do this for you, but here's what you have to do for me. And I think that gratitude probably really, really builds on that abundance.
Yeah. And you are an incredibly generous guy. I know that from, you know, how you've been with me and how you are with other people. You are incredibly generous and you're a big giver. And that's what draws so many people to you, because they can see that you are, you know, you want to help people and then you get rewarded for it. So it's just an exchange of energy. You give them your program, they pay you for it. And gratitude is just an exchange of energy. The more you give, the more you're going to get back. I truly believe that. And yeah. I know there are some business coaches say, well, hold back, you know, just give them a little bit of it. Don't give them all of it because then you've given away everything. I don't believe that. I believe that you can give away everything, but you still have more to give. And that's why they're more likely to want to work with you. They think, wow, you've given me so much. How much more can you give me? They're more to doing the work with you.
Well, yeah. And I mean, you're setting an example of it here on these calls. You're not holding anything back and you're freely answering questions and giving everything that we need. Although I suspect some people are going to want to work with you just like I did, because the, you know, having your attention on just an individual person or individual client can be even more powerful, but you're not holding back at all, Nina. You're just freely giving. So I, and I'm sure everybody on this call and listening to this replay, really appreciate you. Thank you, Nina.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Well, great. Well, so let's go ahead and switch over to questions. If you guys have any questions for Nina, and maybe I can help prompt you with some things if you don't have your own questions, but think about a result you'd like to get in your life and maybe ask Nina, if she was trying to get that result, what would she do? Or if you were her client, how would she advise you to get a certain result? So, feel free to share a goal that you have. Or even just a more conceptual question. Well, maybe you've got a client who's struggling with something and Nina's got some insight. Because I tell you, when you get the inside stuff handles, the outer stuff kind of takes care of itself. So I'd love it if you guys would ask Nina some questions, and we'll give you a few minutes to do that. And while we're waiting for your questions to come in, let's see if I can ask you a question, Nina. If I were your client, which I am, let's say that I wanted to, let's say I wanted to increase the size of my email list. Now I know the outer stuff. I know what I should be doing. I know that I should be reaching out to joint venture partners, maybe being interviewed on podcasts, maybe, you know, just reaching out to people who already have the audience I want and seeing how to get those people to come over into my world. But maybe I find that I'm not doing what I should be doing. What kind of advice might you give me, Nina, or what kind of process might you walk me through so that I take the actions that I kind of know I should be doing, but I'm not doing them?
That's a great question. First of all, I would ask you to focus on what you really want. What's the result that you want in terms of your email list? And, you know, what would it enable you to do? Why do you want to increase your email list? So really pan it out so you get a juicy end result. Because growing your email list isn't very juicy, really, is it? What would it enable you to do? You'd be able to help more people. You'd be able to maybe, you know, get more people signing up to work with you one-to-one or on your programs. What would that enable you to do? What would enable how would that transform your clients' lives, etc.? So I would really want to know why you want that. And then when you've got it as juicy as you can, that will that will give you the impetus to start taking action because it feels so juicy to you. And then visualize it as if you already have it. Also, ask yourself, what is coming up in your thinking that's stopping you? So is it thinking like, my JVs won't want to promote me, they're not interested in me, my list doesn't like me, they don't want what I've got? What's all the thinking, the limiting thinking that's stopping you from taking that action? Now, I'd just like to give you an example, my own example. When I was going to put an offer to my list and to join a group coaching program, and I really felt low energy in making this offer. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to write the email. So I thought, okay, what's going on here? And I found the limiting belief that my list doesn't like me, because a couple of weeks previously I've made an offer to them, and I think one or two people had signed up, and otherwise there'd just been a wall of silence. And I had this belief, my list doesn't like me, based on that event. That was the meaning I'd made up about that previous event. And I did the work on my limiting belief. I think at the beginning it was an 8 out of 10. I worked on the limiting belief and it went down to a 0 or a 1 out of 10. And I felt much more energized about writing that email to my list. And I signed up, I think it was like 11 people from my list to start my group. And I do not believe I would have had that result had I not done that work on my limiting belief, because I had to clear that clutter out of my mind. I had to clear all that negative energy out of my mind before I wrote to my list. And I wrote to them with a real expectation that they were wanted to hear what I had to say, that they would be interested. They wanted to have a conversation with me. And that's exactly what happened. I think about 40 people responded to my email.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just excited because I think what happens is, you know, you handle the inner stuff and then it came through in your communication to the outer world. It came through in your emails. It came through with the way you spoke to people, the way you're interviewed on different podcasts. Like, it comes out that way. So, I mean, for those of us that are more left brain, logical, not so woo-woo, law of attraction, it's just you present yourself differently when you change that internal dialogue and your internal view of yourself. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's really important. Really, that's the key thing. And once you have all those negative thinking, it's quite hard to find limiting beliefs on your own because they're very deeply embedded, many of them. Yeah. And I've been doing it for such a long time, if I can pull out mine, although I still have blind spots myself. And once you can find those limiting beliefs and put them on the table so you can look at what you're dealing with, what's causing this procrastination, then you can start working them individually, one by one, removing them and replacing each one of them with empowering thinking. So then you would be able to email or speak to your joint venture partners. You would be able to put your offer out there and grow your list.
Yeah, I want to get to everybody else's questions, but I also want to just add to what you said or just say that I've seen it in other people. Like, sometimes I'll be talking to someone and their expectation is that I'm going to help them out. It comes from abundance and great energy. And it's like, I want to help them or I want to do what they're asking me to do. And they're just projecting this great energy. I've been with other people who, you know, I can sense the scarcity and the gimme, gimme, gimme. And what's, you know, nothing about what's in it for Rob. It's all about what's in it for them. And it doesn't make me want to help those people. So yeah, I've seen it on the other side too, Nina. So yeah. So thank you for that. I do want to make sure we get to all these other great questions. So Ethan asks, what technique do you find works out quickly to quiet the mental chatter?
This will be, Ethan, one of the techniques I shared with you in today's training, and that is to say to yourself, events have no meaning. You probably find you're focusing on a particular event that's causing you to not take action or to feel fear, and just say to yourself, that event has no meaning. And it doesn't have any implication on what I do right now and on my future at all. So just keep saying to yourself, events have no meaning, events have no meaning. And that will immediately take you out of that negative loop of thinking.
I like that a lot. Yeah. Okay. So, and Nina, here's a question from Pat, or maybe it's, Pat is sharing a goal. Pat says, I have a goal to speak on big stages of my choice in amazing countries and making an impact with women.
fantastic goal. I love it, Pat. Now, what I would do with this is two things. Play the game, that game of how will I be, feel, think, do. And again, you can do this for yourself. So just what thinking? As a speaker on big stages in amazing countries and making an impact with women, how will you be thinking as that speaker on the big stages? You are that speaker right now. How are you thinking? And as a result of your thinking, how are you feeling? I bet you're feeling really excited. You're feeling energized. You cannot wait to transform so many women's lives. This is such a great opportunity for you. You're going to grab it with both hands. You've got, you know, these invitations rolling in. They're going to be paying you to get you on that stage. And as that speaker, what are you doing? What inspired action are you going to take now with this great energy going on as that speaker on that stage that's going to impact so many women? So just climb into that identity. And it's not make-believe. This is absolutely real and true. This is what is out there for you. All you're doing is just calling it in into your present moment. Now, there will be some negative thinking which will come up, because that negative thinking probably stopped you from having this goal right now. Make a note of it. What's coming up for you? You know, what's that negative inner talk that's coming up? What's the inner critic saying? And make a note of that as well. And put it down on paper. When you can pull it out of your head, then that helps enormously as well. But I would encourage you to be that speaker now in this moment.
Awesome advice, Nina. Thank you. Sandy jumped in just to quickly say thank you for this. It sounded like, yeah, she jumped in and had to jump back out, but she's going to listen to the replay. And Lorna has a question, and I love this question. From Lorna says, how do you handle negative beliefs that flow frequently from family members, and how do you let go?
This again is a thought, and you are completely able to let go of any of these negative beliefs. And the way that I look at it is this, that everyone has their unique thinking. You do, I do. There are 7 billion or so unique thinkers in this world. And it's as if there are 7 billion bubbles of individual thinking going on, bumping into each other, disagreeing with each other, and thinking they're right and everyone else is wrong. And everyone, you and I and everyone else, we are entitled to our unique thinking. You are as much as I am, as much as Rob and everyone else. So all that's happening is that your family members have the unique thinking going on because of their limiting beliefs and they're voicing their opinions. But those negative beliefs and their opinions and their thinking are their business. They're not your business. And they're entitled to them, but they can keep them. And so you can decide that they are not true about you. Any of their limited thinking is not true about you and who you are. You get to decide who you are. You get to decide the reality you are creating. And we can't change other people in our lives. Believe me, I've tried to change my husband for years, but it's never worked. So we cannot change anyone in our lives. We cannot change their thinking, but all you can do is decide how you're going to think about what they're doing and the powerful thoughts you're going to have about it. And that will just keep you safe and that will stop them impacting you and who you are. So let them carry on thinking because you can't do anything about that anyway, but decide you're not going to take it on to be true about you and you're just going to almost, you know, give that energy back to them.
Yeah, Nina, and, you know, we can't really control who our family is, or to a degree we can't, but we can control, like, the people we spend time with. And of course, you want to spend family for the reasons that you appreciate your family and want to be there with them and support them. But you can also hang out with people who may, I would think, support your positive beliefs about your goals and intentions. A lot of people get credit for this. I think it was Jim Rohn, at least he's one of the people, that says you are the average of the 5 people you hang around with. The average income, average happiness, average all these things. And so, you know, maybe just some extra thoughts are hanging around some more positive people to sort of reinforce those positive beliefs. But I guess, Nina, what you're saying is if you've got control over your own internal dialogue and beliefs, even that might not be necessary, but maybe it helps from time to time.
Yeah. And also, absolutely, and you made a great point about hanging around with people who really uplift you and have positive thinking going on. And the other thing you could do, Lorna, is visualize you getting on really well with them, of them saying lovely things and, you know, being a joy for you. Again, you can visualize that. And I always visualize until I get a smile on my face. And when I get a smile on my face, then I know that that's, you know, I've done some good work that day.
Nina, your energy shifted in a good way. Like it went up even higher when you said that. That's great. So Pat jumped in and said, thank you. I'm so grateful for the advice. So
I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, you guys, this is your last chance to share any takeaways or ask any questions. And if nothing comes up, then we'll wrap up and I'll add an extra 6 minutes or so to our day. Lorna says, appreciate you and your wisdom.
Thank you, Lorna. Appreciate you too.
Awesome. So if you guys have questions in between the calls, feel free to shoot me an email. But otherwise, yeah, I would say do not miss this upcoming third call with Nina, where she's going to really help us. And I want to make sure that I describe it the way Nina did. I will walk you through how to permanently remove a powerful limiting money belief so you can dial up your abundance. So I know that that's what Nina did with me. It may not have seemed like a money belief, so I'm not sure if this will be exactly the same thing, but I will say that financially it had a huge impact in my life and business. So I hope you guys will be here next week. Mari says thank you. So thank you from Mari, Nina. And we will go ahead and wrap up. So Nina, I'll let you close with any final thoughts. So I'll just say thank you everybody for being here. And Nina, I'll turn it over to you for final thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. And the other great thing about being here next week is not only will I help you to get rid of this big limiting money belief in real time, I can also answer any questions you have after we've gone through the exercise. So you may have comments, questions, etc., to get an even better result of letting go of this belief. So if you can come to this call, it'll be a very, very powerful call, and I would encourage you to attend if you can.
Fantastic. Nina, thank you so much again for being here. And thank you everybody for being here live with Nina. If you're listening to the replay, thanks for listening to the replay. And hopefully we'll see you guys all again next week. And until then, we'll talk and just email in the meantime if you have any questions. And if you'd like to find out about working with Nina as your laser coach, like I mentioned at the beginning, just shoot me an email and I'll send you those details.
Fantastic.
So, awesome. Awesome. All right. Thanks everybody for being here. And thank you, Nina.
It's a pleasure. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye for now.